We are now up to Simin Tof Nun Hei, Sif Aleph, and we begin it. We will not be doing the whole Sif. The Mechaber begins, in Loshin Ela B'mayim Shalonu. The halach is that you can only go and knead the matzah for mitzvah with water that sat overnight. Bein Shein Me Boros Umayonos, whether they're from a well or from an underground spring. Bein Shein Me Nahoris, or whether they're from a river. You're supposed to have dafka water that stayed outside overnight. Meshov and also Meba'od Yom, some of Bein Hashmashes, and you're supposed to go and draw it by day near Bein Hashmashes, or Bein Hashmashes itself at twilight. Ve'in Loshim Be'matshiyavar Alayla Kula. And you cannot go and use them to knead unless, you cannot knead with it to make the dough unless it sat out the entire night. You can go and draw for many days, as long as it was out at least one whole night. So now, what is this halacha? The halacha is like this. The halacha is that whether it be matzah mitzvah, or the matzah that you're going to use for all that you're going to use for all of Pesach, we are choshish that the sun heats up the water at night, and as a result of it, you have to have it cool off. The Mechaber Shita is that the Iker is that it should cool off overnight. In which case, according to the Mechaber, if you drew the water by day and then let it sit overnight after that, that's good enough. Whereas the Ramah holds that it has to sit on the ground all the day, because by day it doesn't get hot. In fact, by day the wells are cool. And so you have to wait until after the day. So as close to Bein Hashmashes, you should go and draw it, and then let it sit overnight. Rov Poskim actually hold like the Mechaber, and therefore, if it's difficult to go and draw the water around Shviya time, the best time to draw the water is actually by day. Also, B'dievet, if someone drew the water by day, that's good, again, provided that it sits overnight. Now, the halacha is that if you drew it, at least before Chatzos at night, you are allowed to go and use it the next day. Bidyeved, as long as it was there before Alos HaShachar. La halacha, since we hold that the ikur is that it should sit overnight, you're best off drawing it before Shkia or earlier by day even, and letting it sit out an entire night. Now further, so what does it say? If you're dealing in hazman cham yanichem b'martif shukar, at a time that it is that the weather is warm, you should put it in a cellar that is cold. Remember, they didn't have refrigeration. Their cellars were their refrigerators. Mazman kar, and if it's a cold time, yanichem ba'avir, so then you should put it out in the air, ki amartev hucham, because the cellars are warmer than the outside. V'tzorech lahashkim lahachnisam labayis kodem shizrach hashemesh v'afilu b'yom ha'ma'unan. You have to get up early and put them into the house before the sun starts shining, even on a cloudy day. Says the Ramah, ha'gav im lo hichnisam ha'shkama. If you didn't put it in right away, im lo amdu kol kach ha'chahuchmu, if you didn't find that the water got warm, eino mazik. That's all right, b'dieved. V'yosetov la'midam tachas ha'tikra. It's best to have some kind of ceiling or awning over them, shema yishkach lahachnisam ha'shkama, so that you won't forget, just in case you do forget, to put them back in the morning. And if you're transporting it under the sky, make sure to cover it so that you should not have to worry about the sun warming them up. The shear of warmth is actually body temperature. So that if it has not yet become body temperature, even though it was outside uncovered, the halach is it will not become pasul. Tomorrow we will be, in Yitz Hashem, concluding this sikh.